This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 30, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures near 40, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 6:46 p.m. A school bus driver in Beverly has been placed on paid leave after a special needs student was left on the bus last Thursday beyond his stop as the boy had fallen asleep. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that, according to the boy's mother, the boy remained on the bus as the driver then continued with a new route of picking up students at the high school. The boy's sister then got on the same bus at the high school, saw her brother, and sent a text message to her mother. The district is investigating the incident. The acting mayor of Salem, Bob McCarthy, is going to run to become the next elected mayor of Salem. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the Ward 1 councilor and acting mayor has pulled papers to run in a field that has now grown to six candidates, seeking to replace former mayor and now lieutenant governor Kim Driscoll. Marblehead High School principal Dan Bauer has not made many moves in his over 22 years in education, a teacher, vice principal, principal. Now he is to become the next school superintendent in Danvers. In a recent interview with our own Tim Kearns, Bauer was asked why this next move to become superintendent.
At the end of the day, it's just the natural... just a natural progression, I think, just through leadership. I've been in teaching, this is my 22nd year in education, but my 17th year in school administration. So this was a natural progression from assistant principal to principal, and currently working on my doctorate at Northeastern and just looking at where I'm at in my age and where I want to go, and just saw a great opportunity in Danvers, and now we're moving on to the next chapter.
Dan Bauer, the next school superintendent in Danvers. And what's to become of the Hawthorne by the Sea restaurant property in Swampscott? The town recently purchased the property and on Saturday held a meeting at the restaurant for residents to weigh in on the future of the property. In that meeting, Ryan Vermette of the Daily Item reports that many ideas were presented, but no decisions were made. Ideas included a walkway, a concert venue, and even a skating rink. About 400 residents attended this past weekend's gathering. The restaurant is still open for business. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics were off yesterday. They'll host the Nets on Wednesday. The Bruins lost to the Hurricanes last night 4-1. Up next for the Bees, they play in Toronto on Wednesday. Boys high school hockey from over the weekend. St. John's Prep down St. John's of Shrewsbury 9-2 in a game that turned early in the first period when the Prep was a man down. Just the opposite of what you might think would happen happened. Here is Prep coach Christian Hansen.
We had a 1-0 lead, and we ended up scoring two shorthanded goals on the same shift. Actually, it was 1-1 when they went on the power play, and we built a 3-1 lead in on that one shift. And one of those goals was on a 5-on-3 disadvantage. Both goals by Jimmy Ayers. Just a great athlete and leader for us.
In Northeastern Conference hockey, Winthrop rolled past Beverly 7-0. The Vikings could be looking at a league title, though they are certainly moving up in those power rankings. Here is Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar on both of those.
I tell the kids, listen, we don't play rankings. We don't play, standings. We play the game. Mm-hmm. And you can get very very hung up in those things, and we don't. I to tell you the truth, Rick, I never look at any – I don't know who's in first, who's in second.
Okay.
I don't look at rankings. I don't look at anything. All I do is prepare our kids for the next game, and they're not handing out trophies in January.
Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar. Salem boys basketball notched a huge win Friday night over Marblehead, 58-57, which is coach Tom Doyle on Brayson Green's team-leading performance.
But he filled the stat sheet. I think he had 20-plus points, rebounds. He altered shots. He does so much for us.
Tom Doyle. Salem is right back at it tomorrow night when they'll play at Peabody. Tip off at 7. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Have a great Monday, everyone. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays. North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.